attractive about her, something radiating from inside of her that literally took my breath away enough that I transcended my idiotic shyness and introversion and eventually answered her. The profoundly attractive thing about Jen Pasteloff is this: her ability to be so fundamentally and authentically present alongside other human beings that you remember who you are, or who you might be if you could be amazing. And when she sits down to listen to you, your soul comes back to life. What does it mean, radical listening? Jen Pasteloff embodies a kind of listening that originates in the heart and the gut. Perhaps the fact that she has struggled with hearing loss has given her special sensitivity to what we mean when we claim we are listening to each other. To be honest, I don't know very many good listeners. I seem to meet more and more people who have forgotten that listening is the other side of voice. I am most in love with people who deeply understand voice as being able to tell their story in a way that makes room for other bodies and other stories to coexist. When Jen teaches an On Being Human workshop, a kind of magical hybrid of yoga, story listening, and storytelling, a whole world opens up where our differences and our similarities are allowed to emerge, reminding us that even as we are individuals, we can also make bridges to each other. Honestly, though, you have to take one of her workshops yourself so that you can experience what I mean when I say she listens with her whole body. The first time I was in one of her workshops and she sat down in front of me to listen to what I'd written, my entire body began to shake. No one had ever looked at me or listened to me or sat with me like that in my entire life. Okay, except the times Joan of Arc and Mary Shelley each visited me in a dream, but most people think I'm nuts when I tell them about that. It both scared the crap out of me and simultaneously unearthed a long, partly sad, partly joyous note in my own throat. A truth note. A glimpse of my own heart worth. I suck at yoga. No, really, I do. For one thing, I have scoliosis bad enough to have given me chronic pain since I was 13. I have a hip dysplasia that makes sitting, standing, driving, and walking super fun. As a 55-year-old woman, I'm also menopausal, arthritic, and generally stiff and cranky most of the time, even though I was a competitive swimmer for more than 20 years. What I'm saying is I'm not up for Yogi of the Year or anything by a long shot. If I get down on the ground, I'm not even sure I can get back up by myself. My hips and knees and ankles make noises that sometimes frighten me. And yet, what came out of me the first time I participated in one of Jen's On Being Human workshops was something like a wail, a life sorrow buried so deeply within my body I didn't even know I was carrying it. Let me tell you, I know a few things about sorrow. I wrote more than one book about sorrow, but I'd never heard myself make the sounds that came from my own physical and emotional depths that first workshop. Crying is not even close. I made a snot sea on my yoga mat. My eyes puffed shut. The word I'd use is human. I touched the strength of my own vulnerability. I'd almost forgotten what it felt like to be in a state of fully human, and to have someone see me and hear me all the way to the bone. Now Jen and I teach workshops together on writing and the body. The scared me still exists. I'm just learning how to love her rather than bury her. I learned that from Jen. When I think about the years that Jen spent waitressing while simultaneously dreaming of being an actress, a story she tells frequently in her workshops, I think about how paradigmatic that story is for all of us. Our life choices surge out of us when the pressure to move gets bigger than the pressure to hold it all in. It's no Cinderella story. Fuck that story. Most of us just bust ass and fail and fall and get up and try again. We buy our own shoes and we get the fancy dresses at discount, and we no longer wait for the world to hand us a crown, a glass slipper, who could run away in those, a gown, or even a decent bra. Almost none of us jump into our dreams without rough beginnings or a damn difficult struggle along the way, or giant falls that cause us to have to start the hell over again. The Jen I know now is an internationally known workshop leader and speaker. How did she shoot the gap between waitress with a dream balloon hovering over her head to international heart-healing rock star? It may be a very good question, but it's not the only question.